In the back of a boatyard, a 27-foot-long wooden sailboat is propped up. A carved dolphin adorns its bow. A group of artists are using a ladder to climb in and out of the boat, getting it ready for its 4-month journey around Lake Superior.
Is there more work for us?
I think we're pretty well set.
They'll circumnavigate Lake Superior, sailing through rough seas, fog, and Lake Superior's cold summer temperatures. Fritz Seegers is the organizer and captain of this trip. He spent 4 years building the boat in his driveway in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and he named it Alwita.
So Alwita, it means all creatures in Celtic, and I've carved all kinds of little creatures and plus human beings swimming in bays and estuaries and that sort of thing. And that's frankly what I very much like about sailing. Sailing is not necessarily a sport. It's more of a lifestyle, a philosophy, a religion, be it. Where you go and explore things. It's also a very environmentally friendly thing because you're using the wind, you're using the natural resources around you.
At any one time during this trip, there might be up to 4 people living aboard in a small enclosed space. This journey has its roots in Fritz Seeger's childhood.
I was a dyslexic boy of 7, 8 years old and just not reading very well. And I opened Holling S. Holling's Paddle to the Sea. There was this fascinating magic.
Holling Holling's Paddle to the Sea is the illustrated story of a canoe journey through the Great Lakes. Fritz Seeger says that the story set him on his life's course. It was on that day he decided he'd become an illustrator. He vowed that one day he would build a boat and that he would take it across Lake Superior. So far, he's accomplished 2 of the 3. Now it's time to sail his hand-built boat on Lake Superior. But the artists on board weren't part of the original plan. The winds just sort of blew that way. Brent Spink is a landscape painter and a friend of Fritz Seeger's.
I think this idea has been swimming around for years. Fritz talked about his desire to sail around Lake Superior many years ago. And it was one of those things that you sit down and crack open a beer and say, you know, one of these summers we're going to have to do that.
Spink has sailed with Seeger's before, and he jumped at the chance to share another adventure and collect ideas for his paintings. Eventually, they decided to turn the voyage into a floating workshop for artists, where everybody can create and share ideas. All of the artists who are making the journey have a deep connection to the Northwoods and to Lake Superior. Brent Spink's brother Scott is also coming along. He's a photographer, and he wants to explore Lake Superior's mix of pristine wilderness and industrial ports.
I do a lot of the landscape studies. I'm real interested in capturing all aspects from the natural to industry and other people moving through the environment. I hope to get a view of the industrial part of the shoreline as well and combine that with the natural.
He says the trip will be an opportunity to slow down and simplify his life, though it won't necessarily be an easy journey. Mary Brobeck creates woodcut prints. She says she's worried about being cold and about the danger of the voyage, but for years she's been inspired by Lake Superior and has never had a chance to explore it from the water.
I was born and raised in Michigan, and I've always felt that the Great Lakes were part of me and part of my being. And Lake Superior is the most majestic, the coldest, the darkest, the biggest, the deepest, and most mysterious. So all those things have drawn me to it.
It's exactly that allure that inspired Fritz Seeger's childhood dream of sailing Lake Superior in search of stories to tell through art.
This is going to be something new. And I'm not sure where it's going to take us.
When the artists return in the fall, they'll be organizing exhibitions and presentations about their journey. They hope to use art and stories from the trip to teach people about the history, geology, and ecology of Lake Superior. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Tamar Charney.